Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Disconnect. Now back to Kraken Hockey, exclusively on the Kraken Audio Network.
Alrighty, boys and girls, here we go. We are just over 3 hours away from dropping the puck, baby, at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 pregame at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Kraken and the Golden Knights will get it on as the Kraken debut for the first time in a regular season NHL game. And here he is joining us on the radio show right now. One half of the crew that will bring you Kraken hockey tonight. Our buddy Everett Fitzhugh is in NHL COVID protocol, so he cannot work tonight in Las Vegas. So instead, John Forslund and his partner, JT Brown, will be on the call at 7 o'clock tonight. And JT is with us right now from Las Vegas. JT, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm doing good. I thought I was going to have a day off tonight.
Yeah, well, listen, I know we'd all love to see Everett on the call, but we're wishing him the best of luck as he gets through this. But talk to us, first of all, about what tonight means to you and why this should be a gigantic deal for sports fans back home in Seattle, pal. Paint the picture for us. And JT, just like that, is gone.
That's
the picture right there. Do we have him back? I think we have him back. JT, do we have you now?
I'm back. All right. Sorry. Yeah, okay. I got you. Sorry about that, guys.
Just talk about tonight's game, man, and just your enthusiasm level for bringing a winter sport to this city for the first time in 14 years.
It's really exciting to be, you know, part of game one, the first game in Kraken history. Again, like you had said earlier, obviously, wish Everett was able to make the call. He's done so much for, you know, the organization and spreading pretty much everything about the Kraken, doing a lot for, you know, the community. So obviously it stinks that he can't be here, but, you know, excited to help out and, you know, be a part of history tonight. And I know, you know, for me, as if I was a player, I'd be excited too to be on the ice. So it's going to be a good game.
JT, how close to a full roster do we have? What's the latest on the five players that were put into COVID protocol?
Your latest is as good as my latest. I'm not too sure exactly what or if they've passed or not yet. But again, I think Hextall talked about you know, whoever's in the lineup, they're going to be ready. They're going to be prepared for it. So I'm excited to see, you know, how these guys, you know, battle adversity in game one.
Yeah, I think Johansson was on the ice today, so that's good news. We could see him tonight. But one thing that Dave Hextall said with Ian Furness today, and again, JT Brown is with us on the radio station from Vegas, is that they're looking to find out what works offensively. I mean, give us kind of your take, your early projection, prediction for who the goal scorers, who the leaders offensively will be on this team.
I mean, I think it's pretty easy just looking at the preseason. You look at a guy like Schwartz, had quite a few goals up front. I mean, the whole line of Schwartz, McCann, and Eberle played pretty well in the preseason. You know, a younger player like Morgan Geeky had a very good camp, shows a lot of skill, can really shoot the puck. So I think there is some offensive firepower up front. And, you know, it's all about guys getting a new opportunity.
I guess kind of a surprise that we saw so much of Yanni Gourde during preseason, at least during practice. Should we kind of reevaluate his timeline? What's it looking like for Yanni to get back on the ice in a game?
I mean, I've been around a lot of players that are injured and coaches, and they usually keep that stuff pretty tight to the vest on how far along they actually are. But it's always a positive sign to see, you know, a player like that out, getting out of the red no contact jersey and being, you know, out there with his teammates, you know, getting regular line rushes and getting some bumps in, as he said.
JT, talk to us about this goaltending tandem. Everett has said to us many times on the air that he thinks the combo of Driedger and Grubauer is one of the top tandems in the NHL. Where do you stand on that, and are they good enough to keep them in every game they play, you think?
Oh, 100%. He's right on with that comment. They're very good. I mean, if you look at Grubauer, who was a Vezina finalist last year, that's very you know, that's hard to come by, especially, you know, through an expansion. So again, then you look at what Streeter did in Florida. There's two very good goalies. They kind of started on the back with the defensive side and the goalies and, you know, work from there. So I think it's going to be a hard team to play against defensively, and it's going to start with the two in the net.
Let's talk about this Vegas team. They're playing in IJT. Obviously, no Marc-Andre Fleury anymore. And tell us about who they have and Robin Leonard. I guess his nickname is the Panda. How much of a drop-off is there from Fleury to the Panda?
I mean, Fleury's an outstanding goalie. I mean, he'll be a Hall of Famer when he's done. But they, you know, they split a lot of time. They both played extremely well together, and it's kind of the same situation that a lot of players have on Seattle side. There's a new opportunity. This is a new opportunity for Leonard to take the reins and, you know, be the starter. So again, I think that goaltending won't be an issue for them, but, you know, with giving props to Fleury as well on how good of a goaltender he is too.
Well, it is a little ironic that we're opening up in Vegas tonight, because there's a lot of comparisons, right, to Vegas and what they did in their very first year. What do you honestly feel this team is capable of in year one, and what should the expectations be, JT, in year one?
Oh yeah, it's a fair question. It's a really hard one to gauge, especially through preseason when, you know, a lot of times the rosters, if you're on the road, it's not as strong, and at home you usually employ a stronger roster. So it's hard to get a true gauge. I think you'll know more as this road trip progresses. But, you know, just looking at paper, you know, making the playoffs is, I would say, first goal, right? I think that they can be a playoff team, and we've seen this many times that all you have to do is make the playoffs and anything can happen. So
yeah,
I definitely think that they can be a playoff team, and they're designed to be a winning team. Again, we gotta maybe wait more than before game one, you know, get a few regular season games under your belt. But, you know, as you look at it on paper and you look who they have and the way they're coached, it should be a winning team here.
All right, we will wait until at least the second game against Nashville to get your thoughts on what this team will do over the next 80 games.
Yeah, then you can come back.
Exactly. All right, man, listen, enjoy the game tonight. Going to be great to hear you and John on the radio station at 7 o'clock. Go get them. Have fun. We'll talk down the road, man. Appreciate this,
pal.
All right, thank you. Take care, guys.
You bet. JT Brown, who is going to be on the color tonight with John Forslund. Everett Fitzhugh is in NHL COVID protocol, so he will not be able to work tonight in Vegas. I know he'll be home watching the game, pumping his fist, going crazy, but it's an ESPN game, so Root Sports does not need the services, at least for tonight, of John Forslund and that guy right there, JT Brown. So you'll hear both of them at 7 o'clock. Jerry Brewer is going to join us. We're going to give the Husky Honks the week off because they had the bye last week. We'll get him on the air next Tuesday after the UCLA game on Saturday. Jerry Brewer is going to swing by and talk about everything going on, including the Kraken coming to town, the John Gruden story, and I got to get his take on Kyrie Irving. Coming up next right here on 950 KJR.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.